California's attempt at forcing gig workers to become traditional employees has backfired and driven many of those workers out of their jobs. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. My guest today is a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center, Leah Palagashvili, and she is one of the authors of a new report that looks at the effects of AB5, looks at the effects of this law implemented in California that, as I said, tried to force a lot of independent contractors, a lot of gig workers into more traditional employment relationships. And some of the ugly numbers that have resulted, some of the ugly employment numbers that have resulted from that law. Leah joins us now to talk about it. Thanks for taking some time with us today.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Let's start with what AB5 is, because outside of California, probably not something many people are familiar with. Give us a brief description of what the law attempted to do.
AB5 is a law that created a stricter definition of what it means to be an independent contractor under California. And so what that meant is it reduced the opportunities for individuals to be legally classified as independent contractors or self-employed workers in the state of California.
We're seeing this kind of a push at the national level, too. I know it's a little bit different, but the Department of Labor just announced some new rules that are sort of along the same lines here, kind of taking this concept and taking it national, right?
Yeah, that's right. The Department of Labor, January 7th, issued a new rule that, again, more narrowly defines what it means to be an independent contractor under the Fair Labor Standards Act. And it adds these new considerations that significantly limit the circumstances under which a worker can be legally classified as an independent contractor. And by the way, I should note this rule is far stricter than it was under both the Obama and the Trump administrations.
So we've got that, and I think that context really important to the report that you guys did at Mercatus to this study, where you found, and some big numbers here, self-employment in California fell by about 10.5%, according to your study, overall employment down by about 4.4%, and in some fields, as much as like 28% of people may have lost their jobs, fields where there's a lot of people who are self-employed or independent contractors, as you were just talking about, Leah. And the study, I guess, doesn't maybe go into this too much, but, I mean, this is probably a combination of people just choosing not to take more traditional jobs and also other people just straight up losing their job? Is there any sort of sense of which of those two categories was more significant?
Yeah, that's right. Now, I should quickly note that self-employment fell by 10.5% on average for the occupations that were not exempt by California's AB5. And then overall employment also fell by 4.4% on average, again, for those occupations that were not exempt from California's AB5. Because there were many occupations that got exempt from California's AB5. Over 100 professions and occupations were exempt by lawmakers, partly because they understood that there might be a potential negative effect of California's AB5 on workers. And as you mentioned, Eric, again, with occupations that heavily relied on self-employment, so think like farmers or chiropractors, repairers, we saw self-employment fall by almost one-third. So 28%, for example, for some of those individuals. Now, we don't go into the study because of the data limitations, to be exact. We can't test exactly why California AB5 could have led to this decrease in overall employment, but many different stories and anecdotes from those who lost their jobs could tell us a little bit of what happened. So, for example, it could be that employers have hired some, but not most independent contractors. And it could also be that some employers just stopped working with their contractors based in California altogether. And lastly, and again, this is highlighted a lot by news stories, is that some small business owners were actually forced to shut down because they relied heavily on independent contractors and then could not afford to hire them as employees. And some of them, by the way, stopped working with independent contractors because of fear of compliance. So again, our study can't isolate exactly which one of those reasons it was. These are reasons that were highlighted by different news stories and articles. But what our study does find is that contrary to what the lawmakers wanted in AB5, we don't find that AB5 increased more W-2 employment. And that was the point of the law. They said we want AB5 so that more workers become employees. But our study did not find consistent evidence that AB5 led to more traditional employees. Instead, we found that AB5 is associated with a significant drop in self-employment and overall employment in California.
We're talking with Leah Palagashvili. She's a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center and the author of a new report looking at the effects of AB5 on California's labor markets. Leah, not a lot of time left, or just about a minute, but I want to underline that point that you just made there. I mean, the justification for this law, the justification for what the Department of Labor is trying to do now, is to move more employees into traditional, you know, W-2 employment, traditional work relationships where the employer has to provide certain benefits, where all sorts of other regulations apply. So that's the justification for this. And yet what you guys found is that there was actually no increase there. People lost their jobs as independent contractors, but there wasn't any sort of measurable flow into W-2 type work.
Yeah, that's right. We don't find consistent evidence in our study that there was an increase in W-2 employment in California post AB5. And as you mentioned, that was the intent of the rule. And that's also the intent of the Department of Labor's new independent contracting rule. And so based on our study, what we draw from it, the implications is that it's not clear whether the new DOL rule, again, would lead to an increase in traditional employment as intended. And so our study actually suggests that the DOL will face significant limitations in meeting those intended results, and that the rule may have additional negative consequences, such as a decrease in self-employment and a decrease in overall employment as well.
It sounds like one of those classic examples of good intentions backing a government policy, and then the results just don't line up. We are unfortunately out of time for today, but fascinating study. Folks, you can check that out online at Mercatus.org. Look for it there. They do lots of other fine work as well, researching into economic issues. Leah, thanks for taking some time with us today.
Thank you, Eric.
And again, that's Leah Palagashvili. She's a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center. Find her work online at Mercatus.org. Check out our coverage of AB5 in California and everything else going on in and around D.C. this week at Reason.com. And for Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. Catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.